Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So this week, as I was preparing to preach today, I looked over the lessons. And our first lesson today spoke to me. Perhaps it's because of the stage of life I'm in, but I read it and said to myself, it sounds like God has a teenager. We see here where God says that he loves Israel. And then we see these things that Israel does where it turns and, you know, and they start worshiping idols. But all these things happen. And you can read it like that. But I also noticed when you read it, you see that God never leaves his people. God is always there. No matter what the Israelites do, God still is with them through the hard times and the good times. And as I looked at that and I said, we're just like that today. No matter what we do, God is with us, each and every one of us. Through those hard times and those good times, God is always walking with us. And I reflected back on that, and it reminded me of a story of a man who was a poet, a philosopher, and his journey. And his walk with God started as many as our journeys begin. He was raised in the church. His grandfather was a member of the clergy. And he was really devoted in those younger years. Then one day when he was a little boy, his mother fell ill. And someone wanting to comfort him told him that if you just pray, your mom will be all right. So this little boy got on his knees and prayed day after day, night after night, that his mom would be okay. And then his mom died. And this stayed with him for the rest of his life. And being an intelligent, rational person, as he went through his teen years and into college, he looked back at that and said, if a young child full of that much faith would pray and this would happen, there must only be one answer, and that there isn't a God. And so he wrote papers about this and continued his journey, and he declared that he was an atheist. But God stayed with him, even during those times, and walked with him. And as times went on and he traveled the world and he talked with those who were philosophers and the upper echelon of society and those that were on street level, he said, wherever I go, I notice that where there's a faith community, I see good. So there has to be something there. So he began this journey again with God. And he talked with more theologians, and he talked with religious leaders of all different denominations and parts of the world. And he finally said, you know, I think that there is some kind of higher power. I don't know what that is, but maybe there is something out there. He said, I'm an agnostic. And then one day, this gentleman got on a motorcycle. And I can tell you from experience, when you ride a motorcycle, it can be a spiritual experience. You see, when you're on a motorcycle, even if somebody's riding with you, it's really hard to carry a conversation. The noise from the bike, the noise from the wind, it's really hard. So you have to let that go. So you're there in your own thoughts. And then somehow the sound of the engine and the wind begins to put you into more of a focused state. And this particular morning that he got on the bike, it was a foggy morning. And when you're riding and it's foggy, you can feel the mist in the air hit your skin. And that sense is there. And then when you're riding, you go up and down hills. When you go in the valleys, you feel the temperature change. And when you're on a bike, you see things that you normally don't see. You're more aware of nature and what's your surroundings than you are in a car or even when you're on a walk. And this is the state he was in. And at that moment, he could hear God. God, who's always been there, but at this particular moment, he could hear what the Holy Spirit was saying to him. And he got off that bike, and he said, "I'm a Christian." And he couldn't tell how or why, he just knew it to be true. And he would go on to write books and give lectures, and he would change the world. His writings would go all over society, and there'd be movies made from his books, all because he listened to where God was calling him. And many of you know this man. His name is C.S. Lewis. And I'm sure you've read his books or seen some of the movies that have been made from them. And truly is somebody who changed the world. But through his whole journey, God was with him. In the same way that God is with each and every one of us. No matter what we do, God is there. Last night, and this morning both, I was pained when I turned on the news and I seen that there was a shooting in Texas. And that moved me. And I realized that as human beings, we do these awful things to each other. But God is with us. And then I turned on the news this morning as I'm getting ready to come on here, and I see there's another shooting in Ohio. And I'm like, again. And it's hard to hear God sometimes. But I do believe if we take that moment to find what is our ride, what is our place where we can sit back and listen to where God is talking to us, hear where the Holy Spirit is guiding us, know that no matter where we are in our journey, that Holy Spirit is always accompanying us in every way. We too can change the world. Amen.